From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. The pause in military activity would allow a humanitarian evacuation of civilians. Reaction in Washington was to wait and see what is actually happening in the city. Lavrov says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts. They'll discuss the situation in Aleppo. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, spoke to reporters.
There are moments when there is an awareness that military victories are not a victory for peace, because peace needs to be won separately. And there are moments when, in fact, everyone realizes that perhaps now is the time to start again looking at the political process.
Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, though, says regardless of what happens in Aleppo, his troops will continue to fight until the conflict is over. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of parliament. Lawmakers will probably take a formal vote Friday. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who still might be trapped in rubble caused by an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake has killed about 100 people and injured more than 100. A quake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands early Friday. There were reports of collapsed buildings on the island of Malaita, and there was another earthquake off the coast of Northern California. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has been a key critic of President Barack Obama's plan to fight climate change by cutting carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Environmentalists were quick to denounce Pruitt's nomination. Here is Melanie Benish, an attorney with the Environmental Working Group.
Regardless of who you voted for, no one voted for dirty air and no one voted for dirty water. But if Pruitt is our EPA head, that may be what we get.
However, Trump emphasized that he wants the EPA to focus on keeping the nation's air and water clean. Media reports say Trump has picked restaurant executive Andrew Puzder, a critic of minimum wage boosts and other worker protections, to head the Labor Department. Trump visited Columbus, Ohio Thursday and met with survivors of an attack on college students last week by a Somali immigrant.
And we just saw the victims and the families, and we were really brave people, amazing people. The police and first responders were incredible.
The president-elect then traveled to Des Moines, Iowa, for another thank you rally. John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, has died at the age of 95. The former astronaut and U.S. senator had been hospitalized recently in Columbus, Ohio. Glenn was the last surviving member of the original Mercury 7 team of American astronauts. A Japanese ship has recovered the body of a missing Marine pilot whose jet fighter crashed off the coast of Japan. A military spokesman says Captain Jake Frederick was from Texas and based in North Carolina. The main challenger in Ghana's presidential election has said he is confident of victory, but is calling on his supporters to give the nation's electoral commission more time to do its work. Nana Akufo-Addo spoke to supporters in Accra on Thursday. The commission is slowly releasing provisional results from Wednesday's presidential and primary elections via Twitter. An anti-corruption group says Afghans paid an estimated $3 billion in bribes in the past year, registering an almost 50% increase since 2014. The findings are part of a biennial corruption survey released Thursday by Integrity Watch Afghanistan. According to the survey, respondents who dealt with the courts reported they were asked for bribes 55% of the time. Results were not much better when they dealt with prosecutors or municipal governments. Taking a brief look at markets, major U.S. stock indexes closed at all-time highs for a second day in a row Thursday, led by gains in banks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.